Hey, it's Ryan Reedy, and this is episode 135 of the 2-Minute Tennis Podcast. So I'm really excited to share with you a topic that I just covered on the YouTube video I posted this morning. And it was about pro single strategies, simple pro single strategies you can copy. And the names of the strategies are 1-1 and 2-1. The numbers just represent how many shots you're going to hit into each corner. So let's say, and this is a common strategy, people say, I'm just going to move my opponent back and forth, right? I'm going to hit to the left corner, I'm going to hit to the right corner, and I'm going to tire them out. Well, there's a name for that. That's called 1-1. You're hitting one shot to the left, then one shot to the right, then one shot to the left. And you're just, the idea is you're just moving your opponent back and forth. That's a great strategy to use for slow opponents, hitting into big targets. It's a great strategy, and it's commonly thought of, right? But you want to think of it as a number, 1-1. That's why it's called the 1-1 strategy. Well, there's another one, and that's called the 2-1 strategy. So instead of hitting one shot into the backhand corner and then just hitting the next shot to your opponent's corner, the forehand corner, hit consecutive shots to your opponent's backhand side. So that's two shots into the same corner. See, when you hit, let's say, far off the court on your opponent's backhand side, they're going to suspect that you're going to be hitting it into the open court. So anyway, they have to recover back to the center. So when you hit into the open court, you're actually hitting the ball into the area of the court where they're going because they have to recover back to the center. So you're hitting it where they're already going. So if you hit consecutive shots into the same corner after the first shot, they hit the ball, they're quick recovering back to the center, especially if you use the 1-1 a lot. That's a great idea and a great time to then go back behind them and to hit the ball back where you just did, which is what's called wrong footing your opponent. And that way, when they are recovering, you hit behind them, they have to hit the brakes and they have to reach. And if they're a two-handed backhand, it's their backhand side, they got to reach with one hand. And they typically hit a very weak shot. And then you can come in, close off the net or close off that short ball and hit it into the open court. So that's the 2-1 strategy. If you always use the 1-1 strategy where you're constantly moving your opponent back and forth, yes, your opponent can get tired, but your shots become predictable. So let that be kind of the foundation of how you want to play. But then half the time, you need to then throw in a 2-1 where you're hitting consecutive shots to the same side. You'll notice you don't even have to hit a great second shot. You just need to hit it to that same side. And since they were recovering back to the center quickly, you wrong foot them and they'll hit either an error or they'll hit a very weak shot that you can capitalize on. Start using the 1-1 and 2-1 aiming strategy and you're going to gain confidence, win more matches, and play much better tennis. This is Ryan Reedy with the 2-Minute Tennis Podcast. You got this.